Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is a congressional candidate. She's also an author. The name of her book is Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, Being Black and Conservative in America. Her name is Kathy Barnett. Barnett is spelled, by the way, B-A-R-N-E-T-T-E. Her website is Kathy Barnett, Kathy with a K, Barnett for Congress, and that's spelled out, F-O-R. Okay, Kathy, great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
Sure. Now, you were running for Congress in the 4th District of Pennsylvania. How did it go?
Well, I am still in the fight. I have not conceded my race. As you can imagine, some of the irregularities you hear about in the news took place in my race as well. And so I have not conceded at this moment until we figure out what actually happened and make sure that every legal vote is counted.
Wow. Where in Pennsylvania, roughly? I know it says the 4th District.
Montgomery County.
But okay, yeah. Near Montgomery? I mean, I'm sorry, is that near Harrisburg? Is that near Philadelphia? Is that near Pittsburgh? Where is it?
Yeah, it abuts Philadelphia. So it considered the suburbs of Philadelphia, primarily comprised of Montgomery County.
Okay, so what are your thoughts about, when the president seemed to be winning in Pennsylvania? And that's when people went to bed. And then when we woke up the next morning, it completely flipped. And a lot of people are questioning, was this totally legitimate?
Yeah, my race is very similar to that of the president. I often tell people my election is the tail of two elections. We had the election that took place on November 3rd. And then we have the other one that took place over about 30 days with the mail-in ballots coming in before and after the election. On the night of the election, November 3rd, I won 76% of the precinct. Woke up the next morning, and all of a sudden, mail-in ballots are in, and I'm not winning even one of the mail-in ballot precincts. So, again, it's just a tell of two elections. Took all of us by surprise. And now, as we're watching and listening and learning of the various irregularities, for example, in my race, they would not give me access to the facility where the mail-in ballots were being held until 2 days before the election. So that Sunday is the first time I was allowed to get inside to actually see where the ballots were. And as soon as we walked in, we saw to the right of us a bin on wheels with several thousand ballots just sitting in the open in the hallway. We took a picture of that. And as we continued to walk through, we began to see, not just irregularities, but quite frankly, those things that are illegal, that goes against the election code of Pennsylvania. For example, pre-canvassing, my county, that's primarily leans Democrat, had a special machine that was pre-canvassing ballots. Pre-canvassing is illegal.
What does that mean?
What
does that actually mean, pre-canvassing?
Yeah, you're not supposed to canvass the ballot until 7 a.m. on election day, November 3rd. Canvass means to look at it, to monitor it, to scan it, to do whatever you're going to do with it, right? Pre-canvassing is when you canvass before the law says you're allowed to canvass at 7 a.m. on election day. So what they were doing when mail-in ballots would come in, they were pre-canvassing, meaning they were looking at it. They were looking to see if there were any deficiencies with it. According to the law, if there were deficiencies, for example, if it was a naked ballot or a ballot without a secrecy envelope, that ballot was supposed to be voided. Instead, what they were doing, they were pre-canvassing, noticing if there was a missing signature or if it was missing something, and then they were calling certain voters to come in and to correct that issue. Well, that again, that's against the law. Our election code makes no provision for people coming in and curing, quote unquote, or altering their ballot. It's kind of like you walking into a polling place to submit your ballot, and once it goes through the machine, you say, oh no, take it out, I want to look at it again, or I want to alter something on it. You can't do that. That's against the law. But because Democrats cheat instead of following the law, they find the loopholes in the law. Of course, there are no loopholes unless you make them up as you go. And so that's what they did. And that is what is meant by the many irregularities that took place in this election. Some people were allowed to come in and alter their ballots, and some people weren't. So it's like some people get a certain protection under the law, and some people were not afforded that same protection under the law.
With all the different challenges that you are having, and then let's say the President's Trump legal team are having to the votes in Pennsylvania, could they ultimately change the results of the election, the supposed results of the election?
I mean, well, that is my hope, my prayer, because I think we have a number of challenges that are going forth that puts a spotlight on you know, just quite frankly, evil that was done in many regards. For example, I filed the first federal lawsuit immediately before the election, so before November 3rd, after going in and noticing what they were doing to all of these ballots, we immediately filed a lawsuit as soon as we were able to. So I filed the first federal lawsuit, and then you get in front of the judges, these federal judges that are generally acting as activist judges, not following the law, but making it up as they go. And that's exactly what we ran into with Judge Savage here in
Philadelphia.
One of the federal courts here, is that instead of interpreting the law as it is intended, he began to lay on top of it his own personal thoughts and beliefs. So when the law says you cannot pre-canvass, his thought is, well, I'm sure they don't really mean to disenfranchise voters. But what about legal voters who are being disenfranchised? Because my district has two counties, and the county that leans Democrat, of course, Democrats cheat, and so they had a machine that allowed them to go in and pre-canvass, but, you know, surprise, surprise, the district that leans more Republican followed the law, and so they did not have that special machine that allowed them to go in and see how people were voting and if it was properly submitted or not. And so those particular voters in my same district did not get the special treatment of having someone to physically call them and say, oh, your ballot is being flagged, so you need to come in and alter it.
Wow, so there was two standards. The one standard.
It's two different standards.
Yeah, and that's
wrong. And it depends on if you are living in a Democrat-leaning district versus a Republican-leaning district. It wasn't every district. It was seven districts, I believe, seven Democrat-leaning districts that, you know, that had different rules, that were applying different rules, making it up as they go. Whether they were allowing voters to come in and alter their ballot again against the law, or if they were not allowing poll watchers to come in, which again happened in my case. They were intimidating my poll watchers, kicking them out, putting them in rooms with little small televisions. How are you supposed to be able to – the purpose of a poll watcher is because I should not have to take your word for it, but instead,
to be able
once
to see
the election results are done, the poll watcher is there to make, whether I win or lose, I will be satisfied with the results, believing that it was fair. But when you don't allow poll watchers to come in, well, there's a reason why so many of us feel as though this election wasn't fair.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, I think one of the big disappointments, too, was Fox News, because they were reporting it. Oh, you know, we talked to the Republican this and Republican that, and they said, oh, no, it's all fine. And, oh, okay, so there was no irregularities, you know, other than a minor, few minor whatevers. But, no, this doesn't sit well, because it's like, if a person votes for candidate A, their vote should apply to candidate A. It shouldn't be switched over through, you know, software or something to candidate B. It's very troublesome to think that they cheated on this one big time, it seems.
You know, I mean, and we have yet to see the evidence that Sidney Powell and others are professing to have. I mean, certainly, you know, there's enough irregularities. You know, even the irregularity of, you know, President Trump at one point being up 700,000 votes in Pennsylvania, and then miraculously they stop counting for 4 hours. And when they resume, there's a big spike for Biden all of a sudden, right? So it's all of those things. And we should not have to rely on, oh, well, just, you know, just believe them. Just believe the media. Just believe the Democrats that are in charge. There's nothing see here.
Yeah.
That's not how this works.
Right.
Whether I win or lose is not the major issue here. Whether the president wins or lose is not the major issue here. Obviously, I have my preferences for both of those outcomes. However, the major issue is that our republic is on the bubble right now. We're on the precipice. If we do not challenge and we do not force our leaders on the Republican and the Democrat side to bring to shine a spotlight on this particular election, we will never have another fair and honest election again. And good people like myself will stay home. We will not put our necks on the chopping block, because this is ridiculous to have won 76 precincts and then within a matter of hours, mail-in ballots come in and you don't win one. It doesn't pass the smell test.
Yeah. Obviously, it would seem they took advantage of the COVID-19 crisis.
Definitely.
You want to elaborate on that?
I mean,
there was a lot more mail-in.
Yes, I can.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I can, right? I mean, you know, I thought it was very interesting. You know, on Saturday morning, late morning, the media declaring itself the fourth branch of the government, having the power to, you know, to announce that Biden is president-elect.
So Saturday,
hours,
Saturday, November 7th. Okay, yep.
Right, yes, right. Saturday, November 7th, Biden was declared the president-elect by the media, which,
right,
of course, they don't have the power to do so.
Right.
And then within hours of that announcement, you begin to see people on the street, hundreds of thousands of people on the street, everyone not wearing masks, everyone not social distancing, and the media says absolutely nothing. Well, backtrack a couple of days on November 3rd, and COVID is such a threat that they do not allow, it's not a request that I have poll watchers. It's not a suggestion, it's the law. And so it's the law that we're supposed to have oversight of the Republican and Democrat oversight over the election. It's not a suggestion, it's the law. But because COVID is such a threat, they force people out and not allow the law to be carried out. Instead, they joke about people having to use binoculars in order to
wow,
carry out the law and have oversight. So again, it's very dishonest. It's downright evil, is what it is.
Yeah, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. All the best to you, Kathy Barnett. Kathy with a K. Barnett, Barnett. Kathy Barnett for Congress.com for more information. Thank you so much for being with us. All the best to you.
Thank you.